Once upon a time, there was the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A real live Medicare podcast by Cracky. He never mastered the boot scootin' boogie. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Oh, please, hold the applause until I'm finished. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. This is Doug Jones, your local Medicare expert, as Drew McMillan just told you. He's our announcer and also the host of PowerBoatTV.com. Go there for episodes of PowerBoatTV.com, a Canadian show all about boats and stuff. And you'll see Drew working his magic on that show as he does on our show. The only difference is he gets paid for doing the other show, and he gets squat for doing this show, except an occasional mention. So thank you, Drew. This is Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, episode number 48, and we're recording it on April 28th. God knows when it's going to be published, but sometime in May, I imagine. We have audience to welcome, and according to my list of things to do here, I also like to define the lazy man that we are podcasting to. That lazy man or lazy lady is somebody who really doesn't want to have to study Medicare. They don't want to have to go out and find the information that they're going to need to make proper decisions. They'd rather have someone like me tell it to them. And I'm quite happy to do that. I've done it with my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. And I've done it in this podcast on numerous episodes. Like I said, this is episode 48, plus there were two specials, total of 50 episodes. That should be some sort of commemoration, would you think, Randy? Randy Carson, my audio engineer and spiritual guru. Randy, what do you think? 50 episodes. Should we throw a party?
I think, you know, this is number 48.
Plus the two special ones.
Plus the two special ones. So just by numbers, you know, we are very close to the magical number of 50. I think we ought to do something special for number 50. What do you think?
Well, are we going to wait till we get two more episodes in the can and then do it? Or should we do it now and then do it again in two more episodes?
Well, I think we should do something now. I mean, really, I think everybody ought to celebrate their day every day when you wake up on this side of the dirt.
All right. We can do that. We can go into silent contemplation for a while.
Let's have a minute of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the COVID virus, you know. Let's have a moment of silence.
Theoretically, we're all locked up in our homes, except for those of us who sneak out to cocktail parties occasionally. And I understand that I'm not the only one doing that. I'm not going to mention any names here.
I heard of somebody that snuck out of our neighborhood over the weekend and headed down into Scottsdale someplace. I didn't recognize them. They were wearing wigs and hats.
Okay. Did they have mirrors with them? That might have made it easier to recognize them.
They did. And they actually had a 6-foot chain between them, which was a darn difficult thing to drive with.
I've heard about that chain. It's harder to push a chain than it is to pull a chain, isn't it?
Yep. It's kind of like pushing a chain up a hill. That's hard.
Well, hopefully you two made it back. Hopefully they made it back home.
Yes, they did. They made it back home.
Excellent.
And they did. They had a good time. As you know, they called us from across the cul-de-sac at a respectable over 6-foot distance.
Good.
And
good,
told
good.
Us they had a good time.
Excellent. Well, I'm pleased to hear that, and hopefully they didn't spread any illnesses anywhere. Now, I made a notation on the episode checklist today that says, ask me how many books have been sold today. So I wanted to make a little announcement. As I've been spouting off, because I'm an egomaniac, the book Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020 has been on sale since last December. and it has been number one in its category on Amazon pretty much every day since last January. And this is now almost the end of April. And I've been pretty proud of that. They make that calculation every hour. And so it could go in and out during the course of a day. But just about every day since last January, my book has been number one in its category of Medicare and Medicaid. Now, I'm not going to get too excited about it because, frankly, how big a category could it be? I don't know that many people that want to read about Medicare, but it is necessary for a certain segment of the population. So today, it fell completely off of the number one list, both ebook and print book. And there's a reason for that. Amazon allows me to give the book away for free, the ebook away for free, a limited number of days every year. And I always scratch my head. Do I really want to give away something that I could make a couple of bucks on? And then the answer is obvious. It's really the message. I want the message to get out. I didn't write the book for the money. I wrote the book because Randy went to Ireland and I had nothing else to do. So that's why I wrote the book. But the book sales are a good indicator of the interest and of the quality of my message. So I today am giving away the book free of charge on Amazon. Of course, it'll be long gone by the time you hear this, but I do it every month or so, sometimes twice a month. Normally, the number of free books that go out the door somewhere between 85 and 90, and the record was 105 books. Well, I checked not long before the show began. For some reason, today, the free ebook count is over 260. For some reason, people are snatching that book up like crazy. Now, I don't know if it's because they have not wanted to spend the money. The ebook costs $3.80 retail. I don't know if it's because it strikes their fancy. I don't really know how people get informed that a free book is available to them on the Amazon Kindle account, but this is an incredible thing to me to see that many ebooks flying off the shelf. I bet it's going to be way over 300 by the time the day is over. So, and it's only just this one day, and maybe I'll do it again in another month or a few weeks or so. But it's fascinating to me that instead of paying $3.80 for an ebook or $12 and change for a print book, these people are waiting and then snatching it up for free. So it's kind of gratifying that the message is that popular or that many people want to know what the Lazy Man, the Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020 has to tell them.
$3.80, you say?
That's retail. That's retail. Yeah. So,
I mean, that's not even worth a good beer.
Well, normally it wouldn't be. However, it's a powerful message. So there's a lot of bang.
I guess my point is they ought to download these things by the bucket load and hand them out to their friends and relatives for that price. That's a hell of a deal.
When you consider that 10,000 people a day on the average are becoming aware of their need to learn about Medicare, I'm surprised that we don't have those kinds of numbers every day. But we don't. Amazon's the largest bookseller in the world, and I am number one in the Medicare and Medicaid category more often than not lately. So I can't explain what the motivation factor is, but for some reason, a whole pile of people are snatching that ebook today just because it's free. I don't know. Maybe they don't know about it until it's free. When I put it up for free, maybe it reaches a whole different audience.
Yeah, maybe there's a list on Amazon that says, don't talk to me until it's free.
Yeah, that could be, in which case, hey, enjoy the book. And if you have questions, I'm right here. We're as close as your email account. If you type in dbj@mlmmailbag.com, that's when you send me questions about Medicare that may not have been clarified by the book. And that's how we get fodder for some of our podcast programming.
Well, speaking of fodder.
Yes, fodder.
I do have a bit of a bone to pick.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why. It's kind of like your mystery feeling around why the ebooks are flying off the shelf like, you know, there was never going to be any tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm having the same problem with where is all the flower in the world going? Okay.
Are you talking about petunias or?
No, I bake my own bread. I'm a multitasking, discipline sort of a guy.
Yeah, so you're busy. You're a busy, busy guy.
I'm really busy. And now since the COVID has hit, you can't find a bag of flour in Phoenix, Arizona for love nor money.
Have you looked where the toilet paper is?
No, there's none there.
It's probably the same people, don't you think?
What? So they're hanging onto a bag of flour and a six pack, huh?
And running down the street.
I mean, I kid you not, you can't find it.
Well, if it was a shortage of pork products, I could hazard a guess. Toilet paper, we all know that that's happened, but we don't know why. But I hadn't heard anything about flour being problematic.
You can't, I mean, literally, metaphorically speaking, you have to go out and meet some guy with an overcoat, a black, overcoat on the corner going, hey, you got any flour I can score?
Wow, no kidding.
And now I hear we're going to run out of beef because, I grew up in the Midwest. I'm hearing they're closing down all the beef plants because all the workers are, falling ill with COVID. So now we're not going to have any beef. So, Doug, you and I are going to have to get some of those long guns of yours and go out and start hunting rabbits.
Well, I don't mind doing that, but here's the thing. Aren't the workers in the rendering plants kind of young and healthy for the most part?
Not anymore.
Jesus Christ. This sounds like part of a commie plot to shut our country down so they can take over. So want to start taking Russian lessons or Chinese
lessons.
They're
getting us one industry at a time, Doug.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of panicky BS going on out there, and I'm not happy about it. And I'm hoping that rational people rise up and take back the day, as it were. We came here to talk about Medicare, and what have we done? We've talked pretty much about everything but Medicare.
Well, I see on the notes here that we do have to talk about a bit of Medicare. So,
let's do that just for a short period of time.
Yeah, let's go ahead and delve right on into that because, the way you talk about it, you make it sound straightforward, easy, understandable, and I always enjoy it.
Well, you're too kind, and is this why I see your eyelids drooping every time I start talking about Medicare? It's such a comforting subject that you just feel like snoring through it all. Well, I don't blame you. It's not the most exciting subject in the world, I'll tell you that. But there is a new, kind of an exciting product that's new to me. Back in the 1990s, when the Republicans took over the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency all at once, I think it was, they had at least both houses of Congress. They proposed an idea that was put into action for individual medical insurance, and these were called MSA plans. Typically, a business owner would buy a very inexpensive health insurance plan that had a really, really big deductible. And the idea here was that they could put their own money into a separate account, kind of like an IRA, and then that money would go into the account tax-free and would sit there and earn a little bit of interest. But when they needed medical treatment, when they had a doctor's appointment, when they had a dental appointment, when they had to buy a box of Band-Aids, they could pull that money out and spend it for those purposes tax-free. In other words, they didn't pay any taxes on the money they earned that went to medical expenses. And if they had money left over in the account at the end of the year, then that money would carry over. And so that turned out to be popular to a small degree. I wish it had become more widespread, but it was marketed as an idea for people allowing people to choose what they spent their money on and to bargain for the cost of medical services. Well, in reality, nobody bargains with medical doctors and hospitals and so forth. When you need treatment, it's typically kind of an emergency or, you know, cure my pain or I trust my doctor. You're not going to put the arm on him to shave $100 off of the surgical bill. So that part of it didn't really work out. But the idea of healthy people taking some responsibility for the risk of their own medical treatment and then saving money by so doing has caught on. And there are a lot of employers that are offering health savings account plans, which are just like I described, to their employees. What happens is the company buys a high deductible health plan, which is very inexpensive, and then they make a deposit, a cash deposit, into an account for each employee, and the employee then uses that money however he or she sees fit to pay for medical expenses. Now, here's the interesting thing. All of a sudden, that is available for Medicare participants. And this is what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. I don't see it being a hugely widespread popular plan in its current form, but it's dipping its toes into the water. And I think it's a valid plan, and it's really going to force me to have to apologize and say that I might be wrong about Medicare Advantage plans to the extent that this one plan is also considered to be a Medicare Advantage plan. I don't dislike it, and I don't want to tell my clients that this is a bad idea. This is a Medicare MSA. It's a type of Medicare Advantage plan. And what happens is there's one company that's in most of the states, many of the states. You go to that one company, the name of the company is Lasso Healthcare, and you tell them, I want to buy a Medicare, an MSA, a Medicare savings account plan, because I'm over 65 and I'm on Medicare. And they will give you a high deductible health plan that costs nothing. It's a zero premium plan. Then the government, because you're not participating in regular Medicare, so the government doesn't have to pay your claims, the government gives the insurance company a chunk of money. The insurance company takes about half of that chunk of money and puts it in an account in your name at a bank. They set up the bank account. It's your account. So let's say that you've got a big deductible health plan that costs nothing for you, and you've got a chunk of money in the account. At the end of the year, you may not have spent any of that money. You might have been really, really healthy that year, or you might have spent $1,000 or $500 on some medical expenses, and you've got a chunk of money. That money rolls over. Another similar chunk of money goes in that account the following year, and you then continue on like that for as long as you think it's a good idea. This is the Medicare MSA plan. It's right now available in most states from only one company, Lasso Healthcare, but it's a very cost-effective plan because this money comes to you tax-free. You can spend it on medical expenses, or you can just leave it in the account and let it become retirement income. And if you spend it for medical stuff, it's not taxed. If you spend it for other things, then you wind up getting a tax, a 1099, indicating that you have to pay income tax on it, but you've had earnings on it, tax-free earnings on that account for as long as you've owned the account, as long as you've had this medical plan. So I like it because it's a Medicare Advantage plan that allows for freedom of choice. There's no doctor network. There's no hospital network. It's good anywhere in the U.S. and possessions. So it's the best Medicare Advantage plan I've ever heard of, and I cautiously recommend it for those people that have a high risk tolerance and pretty good health. I would say if you're average or better health, then you're going to probably wind up on the winning side of the MSA ledger account when it's all said and done. Just like I always recommend high deductible Plan G or high deductible Plan F, those plans are very cost effective. Well, a medical or a Medicare MSA is going to be even more cost effective because the medical insurance part costs you nothing. And they put a chunk of money in your account that defrays your very large deductible. So that's the short story. That's the broad stroke picture of this plan. It's not for everyone, but it may be interesting to those who want to put money aside for retirement, to have the government or the insurance company in this case give you the money for your future retirement needs, and you roll the dice as to whether you're ever going to have a medical disaster that would cause you to use up some of that money. So that's the medical MSA story, Randy, in a nutshell.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Did that make any sense to you? It's an interesting concept.
You know for a fact that I know this is going to be shock to you, but
okay.
That confused me.
Let me sit down. Oh, that's hard to believe.
When it comes to insurance, I'm easily confused. So how does this compare? I remember back in the old days when I used to work for a company as opposed to own my own company,
mm-hmm.
that there was something called a medical spending account. And we were allowed to, you know, put some bucks into that thing at the end, you know, but at the end of the year, when you said this rolls over,
yeah,
I don't remember that one rolling over.
No, flexible spending account.
There you go.
And that did not roll over. That was a benefit that was given to you. It was use it or lose it.
Yes, because I remember, I know you're going to be shocked, but at the end of the year, everybody was buying glasses like they were going out of style.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. I remember doing that, too. I'd be calling my dentist saying, get me and the kids in there pronto before New Year's Eve.
And while you're there, could you sell me some glasses?
Yeah, exactly. I'll take one of these, one of those, and three of these. Do I have any money left? Okay, well, I'll take one of these, too, and give me some gum.
That's right. So this does roll over, though.
Well, the money rolls over, but most importantly, the plan is all the best of Medicare supplement without the disadvantage of Medicare Advantage, yet they call it a Medicare Advantage plan. So it's kind of like it makes everybody happy except people who want a security blanket. Those people, even though they get money in the account, they still got an exposure of a few thousand dollars because the large deductible for the medical plan is not completely offset by the money, the chunk of money that goes into the account every year. If you have two chunks of money and you haven't had any medical expenses, then that third year, your medical, you know, if you had a bad year, you would not have to pay any deductible. There'd be enough money in your account to cover it. But, you know, then you start over again the fourth year.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds a little complicated, but it's basically allowing you. They give you a chunk of money and give you a very inexpensive, high deductible health plan. Inexpensive to you, it's like virtually free. And then they say, here, you know, go and enjoy your year and come back at the beginning of next year for another chunk of money. So it's how you spend that money. It's up to you. Maybe you don't need to spend any of it, in which case it rolls over. Maybe you need to spend some of it, in which case not all of it rolls over, but whatever you don't spend will roll over. So that's the point is you get stop loss. In the insurance business, we call it stop loss coverage. Big deductible, but from that deductible on, like if you have a $10,000 medical expense and your deductible is $8,000 on this plan, then they will pick up the $2,000 100% and any other expenses that you have the rest of the year. So your exposure, your risk is the deductible is big and the chunk of money isn't quite that big. So are you going to be able to get by on the chunk of money that they give you? Are you going to get by with not spending any of that chunk of money? Or will all that chunk of money be gone and you start the next year over again? But the important thing is not spending a lot of premium dollars out of your pocket and the opportunity to build up your savings tax-free.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
Well, good.
I'm disturbed that it's part of a Medicare Advantage plan, though.
I know that, but the reason it's a Medicare Advantage plan is it fits in with the government's guidelines about when you can get it, which would be the end of the year or when you turn 65 or retire from your job. Otherwise, you can't get the thing just any old time you want to, like you could a Medicare supplement. And the other thing that makes it a Medicare Advantage is the government, the federal government, funds it. They put cash out there for the insurance company, and that's what they do for all Medicare Advantage plans.
Makes sense. So, makes sense.
I hate to say that there's a Medicare Advantage plan that I don't hate, but I don't hate that one because it gives you freedom of choice. You can.
Yeah.
There's no network of doctors and hospitals to contend with, which is one of my big complaints with most Medicare Advantage plans.
Makes sense. Well, our gasoline is running low on the gauge here, Doug.
No, I hate to hear that. Does that mean it's nap time? I don't mind hearing that.
You know, it could be. I don't think it's going to be very soon, but...
Okay, well, in that case, I guess we'll just quietly go our own way. And
We need to thank the audience. They've been very quiet. They haven't made any ruckus.
No, they haven't, and they've been well-behaved, and I'll throw them a few peanuts when the program's over.
You know, last week we had to escort a couple people out of the theater.
Well, that was done without my knowledge. The bright lights up here on the stage blind me to what's going on out in the audience. And if people have to be escorted out, I have to believe it's because they're enjoying themselves a little too much. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It was definitely they were enjoying themselves too much. So we had to show them the front door.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen often. So we thank everybody that came today for being so ruly as opposed to unruly and joining us to listen to Doug, a very knowledgeable insurance guy, and he will give you the straight scoop on anything. Because if he comes up and says, you know, I found a Medicare-like Advantage plan that's worth looking at, you got to know it's worth looking at.
I think it's worth looking at. That's the Medicare MSA plan, and it's from Lasso Healthcare right now. There'll be other companies if it takes off. We've got a fantastic website, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, which Randy and his crack staff have designed. It's got all kinds of, what is Medicare? Well, Medicare is this, this, and this. And it's the only Medicare website I've ever seen where you can watch a drag race between two 1957 Chevy Gassers. So you might want to check that out. And if you have Medicare questions or critiques about our performance during the podcast, please send them to us, no matter how brutal, because we're big boys. We can handle it. The address is dbj@mlmmailbag.com.
Folks, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with the anti-insurance insurance guy, Doug Jones, with MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.